Hello, everybody. It's Mary Lynn Harris from HardaWork Master Biz Builders. We're doing a Changemaker Summit, and I have my guest, Kendra. She's a marketing whiz. I hope she can teach me a few things. And she's here to educate you about what you really need to know right now in your business and how to, market it and whatever. But I'm going to let her tell the story because it's her show. And I'm just kind of being pretty. Okay.
And you're doing an excellent job of it. Thank you.
Hey, Kendra, welcome to the show. And yeah, please let us know who you are and what you do and how you serve.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
Thank you for
having
having
me. I
me.
am Kendra Losey. You can find me over at kendralosey.com. I'm a comprehensive strategist. Sometimes words are easier than others. And what that means is that I help businesses with three key areas. So, with their people, and that includes their internal, as business owners, we have our internal attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that influence how we show up and how we message our business and how we connect. And then the second part of that is our audience and how we make those connections. And then communication's another pillar, focusing on that message and really making sure you're communicating the value of what you do. And then lastly is the strategic and the tactical, like putting those pieces together and helping implement. So that's how I have taken 25 plus years of digital marketing experience as a adjunct marketing professor and social media professor to help my clients grow their business and increase their revenue and do all the things.
Great. Awesome. So,
And
yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I was gonna just that's you know, when you have two podcast
There's some interference and some overlap going on at the same time. No, that's great. I love your introduction. And I know, I think we recently kind of talked about a little bit about social media, what's important, and then we also talked about the foundations of marketing. And I think that's really key because it doesn't matter how many people you tell and how many people, you need to have the foundations. It's like you need the blueprint of your house to build first before you can expand it. So I'd love to sh hear your thoughts about the foundation as you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. So, like I said, I've been doing this for over 25 years in the digital space, and a lot has changed, let's be clear. But when it comes down to understanding how to connect with your target audience and with your customers and how to communicate the value so that people understand the problem that you're solving, I always say it comes down to like three things at the very base level, right? You want to know your goals and your objectives. Like, what do you do? What are you trying to accomplish? And then you need to know who your audience is. And so you know who you're talking to. And then lastly, you want to make sure that you know. Oh my God, I
Well,
just had a momentary of like everything just came to me at once. You want to make sure you know your goals and you want to know who you're talking to and you want to know how they want to be talked to. And so, like where they're at. And so, when you start to know those things, you can start to really look at understanding how to reach them and how to connect with them. So, whether it's back in the old days and you're running ads and you're doing things and trying to get in front of people's attention and, like newspaper ads or TV ads and spots, or today and you're using TikTok and you're using AI to incorporate all those pieces, it still starts with those like three cornerstones of, the people, the communication, and where you're reaching them.
Yeah, and the message you want to deliver, I always say you got to know who your customer is. Amazing. Still, how many people I run into, they'll say, everybody's my customer. Okay.
Yeah, I always like I have flat out told people I will not work with them unless they say like to narrow that down for me. Like if you want to tell me that everyone's your customer because you want to be Coca-Cola, then you better have Coca-Cola budgets to back that up because otherwise there's no point. You're wasting your time and your money and you're wasting my time.
So,
I'm usually nicer about it, but sometimes some people need that. Like you can only tell people so often, but it's been really interesting how to incorporate a lot of the technology that we have today, and it's so much more fun, right? Because you can actually have those interactions with people and you can actually spend time communicating with them and meeting them where they are in a lot of new and fresh ways that we couldn't do in the past.
Right, right. Yeah, because we're from the old school. We're from where it was TV ads, newspaper ads, print. There wasn't so much technology. I think our generation has gone through the most technology we have in our lifetime. And so as a marketer, like you were saying, marketing has even changed a lot in the last even year. So what are some of your favorite marketing tools you like to work with people the most?
Oh my gosh, I've got lots of tools and lots of things. But here's what, a couple years, like 2 years ago, I pivoted my business. And because I was working in cannabis marketing. I was working, I had two sides of my agency. One side was cannabis, one side was like education and financial services. And then I was writing a book and I was teaching at a university. And it was just too much. I needed to focus. So what I did is I stepped back and I looked at what was working for my clients and what wasn't. And really goes back to humanizing our brand, right? With AI and everything else happening, the more you can use people to really connect with other people, the better you're going to be. So I started focusing more on personal branding and helping people use live video so that they can get out there and show themselves. Because there's so many people who are afraid to show up. They are the best kept secret. They're brilliant at what they do.
Right.
But no one really knows what they do because they're so busy working on their clients that they don't take time to tell people.
Right.
And so working on creating that personal brand, spending time, taking that time to highlight your business and to show up, live video has been the thing that has worked really well for me. And it's worked really well for my clients that I've worked with on that.
Right. Yeah. Good. So that I can sort of hear you say that because you rebranded, now you can kind of help more people take a look at their own branding, right?
Whether yeah, absolutely.
Or a business.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. So one of the things, and it's given me a lot of room to like play and have some flexibility with it, right? Like, for example, last July, because my birthday's in July, I decided 2 weeks before that I was going to go live on Instagram every single day for July. Like, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it as a test and just see what happens.
Right.
And what I ended up doing is I put this process together using AI to say, okay, here's my target audience. Here's who I am. Let's find some overlap in the topics that I want to talk about. I made an overarching theme. I gave each week a theme. AI and I came up with ideas that I could talk about and even gave me some talking points. And I, you know, okay, I've got three bullets. Here's what I'm talking about today.
Yeah.
And some days it was like 11:55 because my day just got away from me. And other days it was at 4 p.m. during the week. During the weeks, it was at 4 p.m. On the weekends, I got crazy.
Yeah.
But it helped me create a process to be able to create posts, create live video, and do this seamlessly for 31 days in a row without any hiccups.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So what are some of your tools? You said you have lots of tools. Can you give?
I do have lots of tools. So my favorite tool right now is, there's a few. One is Magi. It's my favorite AI tool to use because it incorporates quite a few different AI tools within it. So you can pick different ones based on what you want to do, and you can save prompts and profiles. So I have different prompts set up for different clients. So that way everything can be in their voice.
Right.
Another tool that I use is, I can't live without Ecamm, and I also use StreamYard too for my podcast, but I love Ecamm as a live video tool to be able to communicate out, you know, and go live.
Yeah.
I also use ActiveCampaign for email marketing, and then I use Descript for video editing, getting my transcripts, and getting all the different things that I'm now using, because I took that, what I learned over July, and said, okay, well, now I know I can do this every day.
Right.
And that's quite a lift. So, and I can make it as seamless as possible. So in December, I launched a podcast that's weekly. And then use the same kind of process to like, okay, how can I make this seamless and what tools can I use for that? So that's where like Descript comes in, Magi comes in, Ecamm comes in, and then I've been playing a little bit with Opus clips to be able to take the big videos and slice them up. Descript helps me with that too. And I'm trying to think of what other tools I use. I use ClickUp for project management, and I use tools like there's a tool I use called Taja that's helping like optimize for YouTube. There's so many different things that go into it. So here's my thing is that I'm sitting here talking about Instagram and YouTube and podcasting. Like, I never recommend to clients that they do all these things, right? Start, go one, start, get it down, and then expand it out once you're ready. Whereas I like to experiment on everything so that way I know how to best help my clients. So, I sometimes like, I'm over here and I'm over here and I'm over here because I'm busy testing everything. Like, how can I know how what's going to work best for my clients if I haven't tried it in different areas for myself? So I've done TikTok Live, like if you name it, I've probably tried it or set it up as a regular thing for a while just to see how it worked and being able to teach it.
So what are your what do you recommend that your clients use if you're just first working with them? How do you work with them? And then what kind of recommendations do you do for them? Just
That's a great
general.
question. Sorry, that's a great question because part of how I help my clients is understanding where they're feeling stuck and what they're doing. So if someone comes to me and says they don't know how to grow their business, right, we do an audit to see where they're feeling stuck, where things seem to be. Is it sales? Is it marketing? Is it the offer? Like, where is the things that are getting stuck? And not to find that source of that thing. Because sometimes if you fix one area, you can easily move forward. So find that area where they're stuck. So we have that call and then we go through and it depends on the person, right? Sometimes they want a VIP day to get it done and we'll put together, I'll do an audit of their website and some of their other stuff and then we'll just put a roadmap together. So that way they have a roadmap of what they can do each month for 6 months or a year, depending on who or, how it is, 3, 6, or 12 months. And then we give them the action plan. And then because of my experience as a university professor, I have a lot of videos and training that I've put together. I also have a group coaching program too that it has a lot of resources in it. And I have all those resources and videos. So once we do that VIP day, like if they, I also send them, okay, here's some videos to watch on how to use StreamYard or Ecamm. Here's this what you need. Like if you're going to implement this, which you are. Here are the tools that you need, and I've got the lessons on how to use them. Because a lot of people get caught up on the how am I going to implement it? And so I worked with a lot of really big businesses where I put marketing plans together for them and then they didn't go anywhere. And I've worked with smaller companies where we put marketing plans together and they didn't go anywhere. And that's where I've increasingly put more focus on the implementation. Like let's take away those things that might be holding you back in terms of how, is the challenge crime or confidence? Is it knowledge that you just don't know? Is it that you don't know what to say if on your posting? Like what are the things that are stopping you from moving forward to promote your business? And then we focus on those.
I might have to be calling you soon.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts or anything you want to share with people that you want them to know about you?
I think the biggest thing is that a lot of people tend to just think that it sounds hard or they're like, oh my gosh. And I hope that's no one watching, right? But there's a lot of people who really feel like, I don't want to self-promote. I don't want to do this. It feels gross. It feels wrong. I'm just, people should know who I am if I'm good enough. Or honestly, I also hear from a lot of people that they think they're too old. And all of these things are just in our heads, right? They're decisions that we've made. They're something we choose to believe. And that's and that is something that you can control. And that is something that we can work together to get over, because if it's information you need or resources you need, or those things are easy. It's easy to get started. It's hard to sit to keep going. And so understanding that and finding the right tools that'll help you keep going is what I love to do. And so if you're listening and that's where you're stuck, or if you're not sure, absolutely reach out. Let's have a session, because we can help pinpoint that and find where what you can do and the steps you can take in order to grow your business and to show up in the best way possible.
So it's not only mindset, it's the tools and how to do it. Because
Right.
otherwise you get stuck in somewhere in there. Mostly how do I do this, right?
Yeah, and that's where I've started to put more focus, right? Like I said, I have a group coaching program that helps people, that I walk people through this whole process. So they go from like, what's your message? What are you talking about? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? All the way through to they are going to go live 6 times by the end.
Oh, so
Because,
cool. So cool.
yeah, I love
So,
it.
if somebody wants to sign up for your group coaching, we'll put a link below this video and they can sign up and work with you. You also have given us a free gift that people can download. If you can't download it, I'll email it out to you. And that'll be it. So, please let people know how they can get a hold of you otherwise.
Absolutely. I am at kendralosi.com. You can find me on LinkedIn at Kendra Losi, and on Instagram and TikTok, it's Kendra
Okay,
Losi.
cool.
And that's
Cool.
LOSEE.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you so much, Kendra, for being on the call with me today. So appreciate your time. I know it's valuable, and I had a great conversation with
Absolutely. Thank you.
you. Okay, you're welcome.